In the quiet village of Upper Austria, far from the centers of power and war, lived a man whose conscience would stand against one of history's darkest regimes. His name, Franz Jagerstätter, a farmer, husband, father, and martyr of faith. Franz was born on May 20, 1907, in St. Radegund. He grew up poor and was raised mostly by his grandmother. As a young man, Franz was spirited. He even earned a reputation for riding a motorcycle through his village. Few could have predicted that the same man would one day be remembered as a saintly figure. In 1936, Franz married Franziska Schwaninger. Their love was deep, rooted in Catholic faith. Together, they had three daughters. Their home was filled with prayer, the rosary, and a devotion to God that guided every part of their lives. But history was closing in. In 1938, Austria was annexed into Nazi Germany. Many celebrated Hitler's rise. Franz did not. He saw through the deception, recognizing a movement fueled by hatred and godlessness. Franz wrote, "I cannot believe that we Catholics must make ourselves tools of this regime. I cannot fight for a power that does not serve Christ." When Franz was called to serve in the German army, he refused. He knew this choice meant certain death. His parish priest, his bishop, even friends urged him to reconsider for the sake of his wife and children. Yet Franz's conscience would not bend. Arrested in March of 1943, Franz was imprisoned in Linz and later in Berlin. From his cell, he wrote letters filled with faith and courage. He begged his wife to stay strong and raise their daughters in love for Christ. Franz wrote, "If I must die, then I am convinced that it is not in vain. God has given me this grace to die for him." On August 9, 1943, Franz Jagerstätter was executed by a guillotine in Berlin. He was only 36 years of age. His body was returned to his village, where he was quietly buried, remembered only by his family and a few friends. Decades later, the world came to recognize his witness. In 2007, Pope Benedict XVI declared Franz blessed. Today, he stands as a shining example of Christian conscience in the face of evil. Blessed Franz Jagerstätter reminds us that true courage is not found on the battlefield, but in the conscience willing to die, rather than betray Christ. When the time comes, will we stand with God, no matter the cost? Blessed Franz Jagerstätter, pray for us.